What is transcreation? Coming up. Hello and welcome back to the Freelanceverse. What is transcreation? That's the topic of today. I think most of you people out there watching would call yourselves translators, but I doubt that many of you would call yourselves transcreators, even though you might actually be one and you don't even know about it. So let's explore that a bit further. So what is transcreation? Transcreation is essentially a mix between translation and copywriting. The word derives from the terms translation and creation, that became transcreation, and it's basically a more advanced, a more creative way of translating text. It's mostly used in marketing contexts, wherever you need more than merely translation, often for very short pieces of text, like slogans, for example, headlines, titles, but it can also be for longer creative texts, like poems, song lyrics, etc. All of these content types need transcreation rather than translation. So transcreations are often things that we call untranslatable, right? There are certain things that just don't work in the concept, in the culture of the target. That's exactly when transcreation is needed. So it's not enough to simply transfer one language to the other. You need to take the whole thing into account holistically, the culture, idioms, the essence of the message. Can the text be considered a standalone in the target audience, right? That's in general, in translation, that's the goal, but in transcreation, it's essential. So someone in the target audience needs to be able to read the text and feel like this was created as a standalone text in German, in Spanish, whatever you translate in. So all the links to the translation, to the, you know, any kind of traces back to the translation or to the source document needs to be erased. So in essence, it's a highly creative service that should only be done ideally by capable and competent people, probably more senior people with more experience that ideally have a background in copywriting as well. Or if not, then at least a formal training in transcreation. So a competent transcreator is a highly skilled creative writer that is brave enough. That's often the catch, you know, you have to dare to get away from the source, to detach yourself from the source as a concept and create something completely new in the target. So completely rewriting what was originally there with still keeping the intent of the message. That is the only thing that gets transferred to the target in a transcreation. However, we still need guidelines in this process, in the transcreation process, because otherwise you just wander off into somewhere that's completely detached from the actual intent, right? And that's where the brief comes in, the client brief. Briefs are extremely important in transcreation projects, much more than in translation projects. Usually you get the whole document with a brief for a specific transcreation. The brief includes all sorts of information, the more the better, basically. Like if you're a buyer and you can give the transcreator as much information as possible, it's always better than giving less. So you should definitely have the intent of your message in there, your brand guidelines. Transcreation only works with highly branded content. So definitely have your brand guidelines in there, and not only the tone of voice, but go beyond that. Go like talk about your colors that you use, the formats, the fonts that you're using, everything. The target audience needs to be in there as well. The regions you're marketing in, very important. So just as much as possible, put it in the brief. The more you put in there, the better your transcreation becomes. And also transcreation takes time, right? Not only actually doing it, but also the collaboration with the transcreator. So give it a couple of, you know, tries, give it a couple of transcreations. The more that the person working on the text gets to know the company, the more in line and in tune becomes the text, and the better becomes the transcreation. Unlike to normal translation, you usually provide to the client several options of a transcreation. So maybe your first transcreation is still relatively close to the source. The second one is a bit more detached. And then the third one is a complete own thing, completely detached from the source. The only thing still linked is the intended message. What you then also include in a transcreation is a back translation. Very important, especially for the third option, for the complete rewrite. You want to have a literal back translation. So if you do English-German, you transcreate it, and then you do a literal back translation of the German back into English, for the reason that the client probably doesn't speak your language, right? So at least he or she can then follow your thought process. They see a literal back translation of your transcreation, so they can see, okay, that's the decision he or she made, it makes sense. And then you would even, on top of that, also add comments explaining your thought process, explaining maybe why you wouldn't use that in this region, etc. Because a lot of things come into play, a lot of research is done in transcreation. So of course it's a lot more work, it takes a lot more time, right? And exactly because of that, you have to be careful with how you charge it. It needs to pay you more than translation because it's much more work. So if you are paid by word, your transcreation rate has to be much higher than your translation rate. But a very friendly reminder or friendly advice, I would never advise you to charge transcreation by the word. It can really backfire, because imagine if you have to transcreate a slogan that has maybe 11 words, you just paid for these 11 words, but maybe you have to do research of like 2-3 hours, maybe even more, you know. If it's really a big slogan that will be used across the world for a big international brand, this takes days and weeks of testing, etc., to actually get the right wording in. And if you're then paid for 11 words, that's insane, right? I definitely urge you, whenever you can, charge your transcreations by the hour. That makes sense. And then you're just paid for however long it will take. And it's very easy to explain the rationale behind that to a client. You know, you can very easily justify the amount of time spent, because, you know, they don't want to embarrass themselves on an international scale, for example. So transcreation takes time. Transcreation is paid well. And it doesn't matter how many words you're actually working on. CAD tools and other translation tools are usually not very helpful in transcreation. That is simply because, imagine you have a slogan or a title or a headline, and then the TM finds fuzzy matches or content matches with words that are in the slogan, and it populates your CAD tool editor, and then you're already limited in thinking, right? Because you're already put into this box, I need to use these terms. Even though in a marketing, like in a transcreation, you're not bound to specific terms, unless it's really like a branded term or a product, then of course you have to use it. But generally in transcreations, you would not have that. And then also you don't want to save this translation into your TM, because most likely you don't ever use this formulation that you've just done again in this context. Unless it's a tagline that you intend to use on a large scale and it should be consistent, then of course put it into your TM, maybe even into your TB. But generally CAD tools are less helpful in transcreation than they are in translation. A transcreator looks at a piece of content holistically as a whole, not only linguistically, but also in terms of formatting, you know, where it will be displayed. Will it be on a billboard? Will it be on a website? The colors, the people involved. Color is a great example, actually. Color have a very specific meaning in different cultures. White, for example, in Europe, I think in most of the Western world, is considered pure, you know, clean, beautiful, shiny. Whereas in Asia, white is the color of death, of mourning, of grieving, right? So it happens a lot that you play with the concept of white, maybe in a wordplay or in a pun or, you know, in a song lyrics, etc. But then you realize that you cannot run this campaign in Asia because it would completely flop, because it's all about grieving and pain and mourning and death, right? So this is all part of localization, and localization is basically the overall umbrella term over all things translation, translation, transcreation, post-editing, whatever you want to call it. So it's part of localization, but at the highest echelon, that's transcreation. That's where you find the things that matter the most and that need to be the most polished. Each transcreation at the end should undergo approval by the head of marketing or someone in marketing in the respective target country, right? So ideally, they should not even have the original text. They should not even be aware of the original campaign. They should only have the text in their native language, and they should be able to see if this can be conceived as a text written in German, in Spanish, whatever you translate in. Is it appropriate for the culture? Does it tick every box just on its own without it being a translation? And once this gets through the local marketing, then the translation is approved and it can become a monetizable marketing copy. In conclusion, it can be said transcreation is an art form. It really is. It's the highest form of what we do of translation. It's the premium content. It requires a blend of translation expertise, linguistics expertise, cultural knowledge, word crafting, creative knowledge, creative writing, and definitely a big portion of courage and bravery, because it's not easy to detach yourself from the source, because you are so, you know, trained to just transfer the message, but you actually have to take a step back, think of the consequences of what you're saying. A pun, a wordplay can sound really cool to you, but can be super offensive or super, doesn't make any sense in a different region of the country. Especially if you do marketing in a language that's spoken in different countries, then especially, right? A joke in the Senegalese French might be super funny, but makes no sense in Canadian French. So you can't just overlay the same campaign for the same countries. You need to give this to a transcreator first and ask, is this applicable for Canada, for the Senegal, etc.? Can this run? I hope this gives you an idea of the highest form of our profession. I really love doing this service. It's super challenging. It's very fun. My favorite project that I've ever done was a children's book that needed to be transcreated completely from English into Swiss German with a special dialect. For a specific type, form of group of kids, and it was extremely fun. And you work very closely with the client together, because you need to always ask questions, right? Almost every sentence I had a question. Make sure to charge it by the hour and enjoy the process. Take care. See you next week. Bye-bye.